and welcome back to my show. Once again, I have a really special guest with me today. Her name is Bailey Spin. Some of you may know her as the Queen of POV, and she has also put out some new music recently called The Worst Enemy, which is her latest EP. So hi Bailey, how are you today?
I'm doing great, how are you?
I'm good, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me, I'm excited.
So please, introduce yourself.
So my name is Bailey Spin. I'm originally from Virginia, and then about 2 or 3 years ago, I moved out to LA to pursue my dreams in social media. I was always a big fan of YouTubers and watching people put their personalities online and be their authentic selves. So that was really interesting to me. So I ended up posting on social media, and I also was always a theater kid. So I started to make music once my career took off a little bit, and now I have made my own songs and I've gone on tour and done a lot of fun things.
That's awesome. Like, I think it's like really cool what you're doing, and I think you should just like, you know, keep going with it, and it's really cool. So how do you maintain like the authenticity? Like, I know you talked about how you like being authentic self out there, so how do you maintain this and stay true to yourself despite, like, you know, how the industry is kind of like, especially the industry, the media industry, can often be superficial and image driven. So how do you maintain your authenticity?
It does become really difficult sometimes because people will want me to act one way or to be, you know, a perfect person. And that's kind of how I'm viewed. And I feel like influencers are sometimes put on a pedestal. And I always do not think that I'm on the pedestal. And I just want to be myself and be able to create that space where people can come to my page and feel like themselves and feel like, you know, they're on a FaceTime call with me. And I don't want to push anything that I wouldn't like or, you know, make my audience upset. I wanted to feel like one big helpful community. So being myself has always kind of come easy to me. I'm very quirky sometimes in my videos. I say a lot of really weird things, and I am just like that in real life. So I try to bring some of the comedy into it. And even with my music, all of my music is super authentic to me and it's telling my story. And even sometimes in my POVs, I'll include little personal snippets from my life and you'll never know, but I'm taking inspiration from everything around me and creating it into content so that my audience can feel together.
That's awesome. I think, like, you know, it's always important to like showcase your most authentic self so that, you know, people can realize that, like, you know, all of us are alike. We may have like different interests and things, but at the same time, we're just made the same with different interests and different things, and, like, you know, being proud of who we are.
Yeah, I agree. It's always important to be yourself and don't try to look too much into what people think you should be or what other people want you to be. Be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, and I think, like, as you said, like, it's just like, be happy with who you are, honestly. Like, do not try to be someone else. Do not try to act like, you know, act like someone. Like, for example, young girls out there, they should not be like, you know, wanting to act like an actress or act like someone, you know, kind of just be yourself. Things will come easy if you kind of just, like, you know, be yourself, act like your true self, and, you know, trust the process.
Yeah, definitely. Trusting the process is a super huge part of it because you'll always find the people that will be there for you and that will support you and will love your content or whatever you're doing. But sometimes you just have to keep pushing to find them. But they're always there for you. There's so many different little communities all over the place.
Yeah. So on those lines, how do you deal with criticism? Like, I know that the media industry can be a tough place sometimes. So how do you deal with trolls and, you know, like backlash and things like that?
I tend to ignore them, actually. I try not to feed into them because a lot of the time, these people who are leaving such negative and hateful comments are, you know, sitting in a quiet, dark place by themselves, just spewing the negativity that they feel onto other people who don't even deserve it. And it's unfair, but if you give them that attention, you're kind of giving them exactly what they want. So I just look at it, if, like, I have the confidence to post this video online, who am I to be affected by this teeny little comment? You know, this person doesn't know anything about you. They've never met you. And sometimes it can be hard when people are saying such hurtful things about you and they don't know who you are at all, but you have to ignore them. And I tend to actually delete comments because it's your video and, you know, you're in control. If you don't like what someone said, you don't have to leave it there and, you know, continue to be upset by it. Just delete the comment and try to move about your day, because giving them any more power is just going to feed into that negativity and they're going to keep going.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think, honestly, like with those comments, like at the, it, often, like, you know, as you are an influencer and, you know, you have a bunch of videos out there, a bunch of like followers, having that constant thing like of deleting, I think often to the point must come to a point where you kind of don't want, like you don't have the time. Like I know you're super busy. And so how do you go about that? Like, do you just delete every single one you find or you just disable commenting?
I haven't disabled my comments that many times. I think there's been very few videos where they actually blew up because of hateful comments. And the whole reason that this video was being pushed is because people were making fun of me. So in moments like that, I tend to turn off the comments, but typically I don't even look. And the ones that I delete are really vulgar ones because I just think it's genuinely inappropriate to leave comments like that on people's videos, especially because a lot of my audience is really young and I don't want to expose them to, you know, really harsh language or make them believe that that's an okay thing to say to someone, because I would never say that and I've never left a hateful comment like that on someone else's video. So I want to teach them to do the same thing.
That's, I think, a really good message, like, you know, like creating like a role model, because I feel like as you're part of the media industry, I think just anyone, even like, you know, smallest of actors and everyone, they kind of have a big role to play in young children's life, because most of their life spent on media, at least most of the kids in the Gen Z section. And I think when they watch videos, like with influencers, you often have the liberty to actually show up on the pages, which means that when they scroll through the comments or scroll through your videos, there are often chances of them finding language or finding content that's not made for them. And you telling that, you know, that you try to make sure that you delete them or anything too, like, you know, inappropriate, it's really inspiring, because like honestly, like not many people take the effort to do that, especially if their audience is young.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it's a safe space, because I don't want to be exposed to anything like that, and I don't think anyone young should have to be able to see that kind of thing online. You know, there's age limits on apps for a reason, but I just don't think it's appropriate in a lot of cases. The things that I see in my comments on like a family-friendly video, I'm like, you know, you didn't need to say that, maybe.
Yeah. So what's your definition of self-worth?
I feel like my definition of self-worth is, again, to keep being authentic as who I am, because my self-worth tends to vary a lot. And, you know, some days I'll feel really good about myself and be so proud of my accomplishments, and other days they won't feel as big or it'll be a much harder day. But I always tend to take a step back and kind of look at myself for who I am and what I've done and what I've accomplished, because, you know, some of those external factors and comparing myself to other people, it can, you know, bring my self-worth down a lot. But I feel most like myself when I act like myself and I'm being 100% myself and able to put my personality out there and really share what's going on with me. I don't like to put up a front or, you know, try to tell people that I'm okay if I'm not okay, because I want to be able to share and create.
Yeah, I think, again, as you said, like expressing yourself, I think that's what I got from what you're saying. Like, you know, expressing yourself, showing who you are, again, it kind of ties into like the whole being authentic thing and like being true to yourself again. And I think what you said is really important as well for young people everywhere listening. Like, you know, it's always important to like just like, you know, stay true to yourself and like not let anyone let you, you know, break you down or have people say mean things to you and have it affect you.
Yeah, definitely. You have to be able to stand your ground and be able to love yourself and understand who you are as a person and what you need.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I had a great time chatting with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
Yes, same. Everyone listening to the episode right now, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I'll be linking Bailey's website in the show notes. Be sure to check out her YouTube and follow her on her social accounts. I'll see you all next week. Have a great time. Bye, guys.